Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Cornelia Van Dyke coming to you from the Corpus Christi Radio Workshop Players. Tonight we have with us a very distinguished guest. He is the noted columnist from New York City, the distinguished Mr. Elmore Ritchie. Elmore, how do you like being with us today?
Just fine, Miss Van Dyke. It's a little hot today in Corpus, but perhaps the night will bring on breezes.
Oh, I'm so glad you're enjoying yourself here. How long do you plan to stay?
Well, I could say till they run me out, but I'm down here on business, really. I'm catching a few plays and looking for talent.
Oh, you are? Oh, how interesting.
Speaking of talent, I believe we have another distinguished guest in the studio, and I just came in. You probably heard the door open.
Yes, that's Al. Won't you come in? Hello.
I heard the chains rattling. I brought them in with me.
Here's Al.
This is a rare occasion to be here with you, Miss Van Dyke. Is your first name Cornelia?
Yes.
The one who interviewed the famous author and musicologist Charles O'Connell?
Yes, I did. It was so interesting.
His latest book is quite a thing. it's meeting with wide acclaim. It's interesting both to record collectors and musicians and other hobbyists.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen of the radio audience. We have in the studio tonight the latest gift of Corpus Christi to the entertainment world, Mrs. Ann Ritchie. Good evening, Ann.
Hello, Elmore. I'm awfully glad to be here tonight.
Well, we're certainly glad to have you, Ann. Tell us about your latest play.
Our latest play was Sometime Every Summertime. It was really a delightful play. I enjoyed working so much with it.
Well, I imagine you did. Oh, I see your husband's here, too, Al Ritchie. What do you do, Mr. Ritchie?
Well, I'm fortunate enough to be working for the Celanese Corporation, a company which is famous not only in the textile end of the business, but also as a chemical-producing concern.
Yeah. Well, that's very interesting. Tell us some more.
Oh, their main plant is located near Bishop, Texas, which is 7 miles out of Kingsville. It's called ChemCell, the ChemCell plant, where they make the basic raw materials which go into the manufacture of the Celanese fabric.
Well, I'll have to break in here. We're signing off now. This is Station Atrip, Station Atrip, Station Atrip, Station Atrip.